It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
On this beautiful plane, I'm enjoying myself. Have a wonderful suit on. And one of my people came in and said, "Sir, you know, the word garbage is the hottest thing right now out there. The hottest thing out there, sir. Would you like to drive a garbage truck?"
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back!
What's going on? And I'm at the White House. I literally just got into the White House, and I was on the cell, and it was breaking up. I think the Russians are listening. It could be election interference. I don't know, but I found a real modern old telephone and got in with you. How you guys
doing? Wow. Well, thank you for doing that. We appreciate the extra effort. We're doing fine. If you hear any crinkling in the background, it's because in honor of Halloween and the fact that we're Garbageans, we wore garbage bags to work today, and that's the noise that you're hearing in the background.
Listen, garbage gaffe, garbage gate, whatever we're calling it now, it's fascinating. You know, no doubt there will be critics making fun of Trump. But when, you know, I think it's a fair analysis that there's good Trump and there's bad Trump. And bad Trump is when he's really angry and saying nasty things. But when good Trump's on his A game, it's hard to beat. When he was holding that rally last night, wearing the jacket, then he makes a joke. He's like, "I wasn't going to wear it. I didn't want to wear it. They told me it made me look thinner. Yeah. Like, I want to wear it." That's the kind of personality, charisma that really connects, all the while he's also connecting with actual garbage man. I just rode a lime scooter to the White House because that's what happens in the swamp. You have traffic and you can't park a car. And I got behind a trash truck. And at first I was like, "Oh God, this stinks. I'm stuck on a lime scooter behind a trash truck." But then I was like looking in the window at those guys. You know, he connects with garbage people, and it's such a contrast to, you know, the closing argument for Kamala's very strong but choreographed and highly produced final closing argument speech, which was where? In the swamp.
Yep.
It's got nothing to do with the everyday trash men all across the country or any other everyday American.
And, you know, Griff, the controversy now is, did the White House or why did the White House write out the transcript of Biden's comments in the way that they did? You know, they put the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters with an apostrophe S as if it was only referring to that comedian. We know that is not what he was saying.
Well, you're right, Kim. And, you know, we've got these House Republicans now sent a letter to the White House counsel yesterday to ask if that apostrophe altering would change the context of the historical words that were spoken, which would be a violation of the Presidential Records Act. I don't know where that goes. We'll see what comes of that. But the bigger point in the bigger part of this gaffe is actually the transcript correction is the White House saying, don't trust your ears, trust what we told you. That's not what he meant to say. He meant to say this. When we've seen Biden struggling and sadly in elderly decline for years, if not months, we had the White House telling us, don't trust your eyes. So really, we're at this point where it's like, no, you're not seeing what you're seeing. You're not hearing what we all heard. I mean, there was an intonation in his voice in those comments that makes it difficult to correct with grammar. And trust me, I was a C student English major in college. I know about these things. But I think really it's the larger picture of the slight to just everyday Americans. Like, no, you don't know what you heard. You don't know what you saw. And I think that plays. I think that actually factors in.
Griff, there's a reason that people love you so much. And one of them is, you're a highly trained Washington correspondent for a network news channel, and you took a lime scooter to the White House today.
Listen, I should have taken a picture of myself. I first started doing it just because the White House is under, you know, we've got, this thing is like Fort Knox here. They're building the inauguration stage, but they've also got a lot of fencing and security around because of the anticipated protests. I was talking about it with you last week that I'm going to be out in the middle of the night covering, so hopefully there's no bedlam. But
Wait, walls work?
Yeah, apparently walls work. We just don't put them on the southern border. We just put them in Washington, D.C. But, the easiest way to get around, because these things cause lots of traffic, is these little lime scooters. So you just zip all around and go in and out of cars and hope you don't get run over or killed.
Carl and I rode them all over D.C. last time we were there, didn't we?
So easy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, not only does Griff ride lime scooters, but he also runs marathons with his daughter. I actually saw that Fox News gave you a shout out, right?
Oh, Kim, you are so kind. Yes, you know, so I have run the Marine Corps Marathon a bunch of times before, but my 23-year-old daughter had asked me, Dad, I want to run the marathon. It's like, all right, well, I'll sign you up. We'll do it. It's like, I can't do it without you.
Oh.
And so here we are, you know, I went for one run for 8 miles the week before, but on the eve of it, it's like, I'm not in shape. I'm a 53-year-old guy working way too many crazy hours. But when your daughter, your 23-year-old daughter says, I need you, Dad, you got to answer the call. So here's the end of the story. I'm feeling good. We're taking off. She's all happy. I can feel she's like feeling confident because I got her started and we're running. We get to about mile 10. Man, I can't tell you how many problems I had. I had calf cramps, I had knee pain, and my hip was tweaking doing something. So I finally sent her and said, go, you just go, finish this, you got this. She was comfortable enough. And then I figured out some way to hack another 15 miles out of the whole thing. And when Brett gave me a shout out, he said, and Madeline finished more than 30 minutes ahead of her dad. Hey, Dad, pick it up. Come on.
You did finish, though.
I did finish, yeah. Oh,
how do you Griff. Only run 8 miles before you go run a marathon, Griff? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Let me, as a public service announcement, let me say that I do not recommend attempting such idiocy. And it's disappointing on so many levels, Kim, that, you know, I thought when I would be in my 50s, I'd be like a grown, smart, wise adult. Apparently, this is hard proof that I'm not. But the worst part of it is, and this is the 10th time I ran Marine Corps, and you don't, you know, if you're a fast guy, you try and break four and run in the 3 hours. You're really cooking. Most of my marathons, I just wanted to break 5 hours and be 4:59.
Yeah.
Well, this one, at mile 25, the very last mile, they have an announcer, come on, one more mile. And they have the gun clock, which tells you how long has elapsed since it started. And it's like 5:48, 49. I got like 12, 11 minutes left, and I am hobbling along, but I stuck it out and came in just under 6 hours.
Man alive. Did you like go take an ice bath? I remember when my wife ran the Chicago Marathon, she took an ice bath afterwards to try to alleviate some of the pain to the muscles and the joints.
Again, further evidence of a deficiency in wisdom. I went straight to the beer tent and gave her my coupon. Say, give me the strongest beer you got.
A man after my own heart, except I could never have finished that marathon. Griff, we appreciate you, my friend. We're looking forward to wherever we are at this point next week. We may have to get some bonus Griff earlier in the week next week after the election.
Well, I'll be happy to do it, and we'll see where it goes. Buckle up. We're in the home stretch.
Yes, we are. Thank you. Griff Jenkins there live up in D.C. this morning. What a story.
I cannot believe he did that. I mean, that's fantastic. The fact that he could even finish the race is phenomenal.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.